Testing 1, 2, 3. Okay, how about you creating it? Can I make note on Amanda Cherry, AMANDA, last name CHERRY, birthday 9/2/83, dictation 12/14. Patient seen for follow-up from visit 12/8, asking for refills. Statement. Patient relates history of being assaulted by husband. Seen here on the 8th with periorbital edema and ecchymosis. As well as bruising to her arms. Today, with bruising decreased, with less distress, it continues to explain of emotional distress, assault witnessed by older son. He's getting therapy. Patient has been to another church, states husband has started going to her third church, states he has a history of drinking problem, vodka and wine, but has never been physically abusive to her in their past relationship. Patient states she has a past history of multiple trauma starting in early childhood with physical and emotional assaults, still extremely distressed about what happened. Thinks it may be related to increased drinking and alcohol consumption by husband. Now attending church, is asking for refills of Tramadol, Piracet, and Crestor. Has multiple medications to see PC chart. Physical exam. Residual swelling, purpura surrounding the peritological area. Presently in moderate emotional distress. Next, level without masses, lungs for all stage percussion, heart rate without murmur to gallop, evidence of soft leg and uterus, extremities with some residual purpura, ecchymosis to upper arms, skin and back within normal limits, neuropsychiatric, as above, still distressed and depressed. Circumstances with depressed species, without suicidal homicidal ideation. Depression, follow-up, recent assault, marital discard, facial, minor injury to with facial contusions to periorbital area and minor upper contusions to upper arms. Patient advised to continue to attend church, to obtain counseling as near as possible. Advised that wound should show continued healing without further evaluation indicated at this time. Medication to repeal as requested. To follow up in 2 weeks for further evaluation. Thank you, Dr. Halvedere.